doing the song in the sheet that we passed out from Undyne.
Yeah.
Father, we are thankful, Lord, that we have a Savior that is not like any other. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you love him, care him. This morning, we thank you, Lord, that you allow us to be able to be here to worship you. Lord, I pray that our worship would be in spirit and truth. Meet needs, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You want us to sing?
Sure.
All right, let's sing the 452. You take this forward. 452, my Savior, that's love.
To appreciate a song like that, and my family, my upbringing of a large family, being in the bottom of the totem pole, did not have a lot of love, and so, you know, you become a Christian, and you try to grow, and you begin to realize that the Lord does love you. It's kind of hard to accept that sometimes because of our backgrounds, but still, we're grateful that the Lord does love us better than The one who loves you the most in this world loves you even more. Somebody said this. The problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. Margaret Thatcher said that. Very true. Even till today, because that kind of worldview, that kind of philosophy is still dead. It's still wrong. Never will change. And as long as they spend other people's money, they're happy. People who do that don't live in the real world. They live in an isolated world. And they just do not appreciate what it's like to be a regular person. And so they just use the money because it's not theirs. But if it's your money, you're very careful, aren't you? Someone told me today about gas prices. Not today, but a couple days ago. They said something to me about gas prices. And it was about somebody getting robbed. And the guy called the police. And they said, do you know who did it? Yes, I do. It was pump number 9. Which is, like, true. Very true.
Yes.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have behaved myself then. Come to 2 Kings chapter 7. Do pray for the children's family. They're still recovering from their sicknesses. They're not quite well yet. They're going to stay home until they're better, which is a good thing. And pray for each other throughout the week. You have a prayer list that goes on Wednesday, and that's for you to pray for people. Some of them are recurring prayer requests, and some of them are new things, so check it out. And it's given to you for a reason. 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Now it's kind of wrestling. Last night I had something ready and then I scratched it because I thought I thought we need something else today. And so what I'm going to give you today is what I need to have today, because I really do need it today, because I've been feeling in a certain direction, and I think if I feel in a certain direction, perhaps you do too, at least one or two of you. And so 2 Kings chapter 6. Now, I'm not any food stuff, any going, any coming. I sit me here until we. The Lord, there's food over here. And we need to tell them too. That has been very deceased. Lots of thank you. Here's something good for you. I'm going to tell you today, door by door. And so that I behold the place. There's also going to be that. There's going to be both kinds. I want to receive you, shake up the dust, speak of me last year. You shouldn't try to do better, whatever. You don't have to give up. To try this best, he quit. That preacher of Christ 25 years ago, the man says he came to read it on how to go to heaven. And over here, do I hear 25? Do I hear 30? Do I hear 40? I can't drive. I'm thinking. I'm taking a nap. He said this, do what you can. Most of the time it does. I hope I have told you honestly is my somebody's life, but we sometimes will not see it. It's just one more.